So we are at Kitzer ben Hagas Haras Isser v'Heter, number 9.
I don't know about if we're
going to two more to go.
Yeah, we'll see about Yud. We've covered in other circumstances. Yud is about the issue of Lose Iskod Vates is very important. Also connected to other places or big klal. Kashem she'aser lahatir es ha'aser kach aser lahatir es ha'mutar. Just as there is a prohibition. What did I say?
What? You said lahatir es ha'mutar.
Iser es ha'mutar. Okay. And yes, it is prohibited to permit something that is prohibited. It is also prohibited to prohibit something that is mutar. Afilu b'shal ovi kochavim, afilu b'makom she'ein hefset. Even if it belongs to a non-Jew, meaning even against a non-Jew, somehow if they ask you shilas, afilu b'makom she'ein hefset, even if there is not going to be any type of loss. V'nei sha'al harov yesh bo tzad lahakel b'makom acher. Because in the majority of cases, there is a kula that would come out of it. Every chumrah could somehow be construed as a chumrah da asi li de kula, or almost every chumrah could be construed as a chumrah da asi li de kula. There'll be some kind of other leniency that is coming out. So the Shach says you cannot be unnecessarily strict. Machshavaser v'havi chumrah da asi li de kula v'afal pishal ifi hanir lo yavo mizet sad kula aser she'efshe she'iskal lo v'yavo kula ad acher me'advar. And even though that it seems to you that you're not going to have that, there's no leniency that's going to come out of what you're saying, after 100 flips, right, you'll be able to come up with some kind of thing. If you want to be machmir because of a suffix or because of a chumra, we'll see what that is. Meaning, why would you be machmir because of a chumra? She'in iser bar, where the provision is not clear, kishemesh, like the sun. The posting should say that it's not so clear that it's us, but we should be machmer. We're obligated to be machmer. Also, if he permits something because of a specific circumstance, I should amalokate that he be clear about this. Right. So both ways. If one is going to be machmer, you can't just say that we're machmer when there is lacking when you're lacking the evidence for it. And the other way as well. That same thing with being makel. That if one is going to be makel in a specific circumstance, so one has to point out that he is being makel in that specific circumstance.
It sounds like you can be machmer as long as you say.
Very good. So where is this? Right. So where is this coming from? Right. Good. So there is a bunch of, you know, there are several sources. Probably the most famous, which for some reason wasn't quoted in the Pesukim Teshuvot, appears. I don't know if it's the most famous. Most famous to me appears in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Tes on the bottom, where it says Amar Chizkimi Nayin Shekohem Osef Goreya. Now, how do we know that anybody who adds on to Hashem's words that it's talking about detracts from them? So Ashen Emar, as the pasuk says, Emor Elohim lo tochlu menu velo tigubo. Right, the pasuk quotes the Gemara quotes Chava as responding back to the snake. Hashem said not to eat it, and I'm not going to touch it either. So what happened then? So the snake threw Chava against the tree. Says, yeah, you see, you touched, nothing happened. So you can eat it as well. So how did that error come about? So it's not clear. The Gemara itself doesn't say anything, but it is clarified in the Avos Rabbi Nassim. The Avos Rabbi Nassim, I have it here quoted in the Sefer Margolio Sayam, where it's actually said the Avos Rabbi Nassim starts off by saying that if one wants to make a good geder, one should follow Hashem and one should follow Adam Arishon. And what's the example of Adam? I'm not sure it doesn't give the example of Hashem's chumra. Adam Rishon. So Ezu Siag Shasa Adam Rishon. I'm not sure what Hashem, what's referring to by Hashem's chumra. But Adam Rishon's chumra, he goes on to say Lidvarav that Veitzav Lidvarav Ha. Hashem said to Adam, from every tree you can eat, but eitz hadas you shouldn't. So Adam didn't say the same way that Hashem said to him. He said to her, when he made offense more than what Hashem said. So Adam Rishon says that's the good example of the chumrah. So the Margolio Sayam turns around and says, well, wait a second, why are you saying that's a good example of a chumrah? That's a bad example of a chumrah. Right? Was Adam Arishon. So he explains this and said, no, the siag was a good siag. It was appropriate for him to make that fence around the tree or to not touch it, but he had to be clarified, he had to be clear to Chava what the issue was. He has to be clear to her that Hashem said, you're not allowed to eat the fruit, and I declare that the best, that in order to solve this problem, I declare that we should prohibit touching even so much as touching the tree. So that is the that's the source of chumim. Actually, gives two other examples here as well. Rav Mishar Shamar Mihalcham a time v'chatzi arko. That the pasuk says 2.5 its length. What is that talking about? So the so he explains here is Amasayim is 2 amos. So if you delete the first letter of Amasayim, it would declare Mason. So the first letter been deleted of the word, it would have been understood as setting the length of the letter at 201.5 cubits. Amasai, right. You're going to expand it, so kol hamosif goreya, you're going to be diminishing a word. And the last one also, Rav Ashi Amar Ashtei Asar Yirios, that it says 11 curtains, that's by the Mishkan, so if you add on another one, it would be Shtei Asar. Right, so you're removing, yeah. By adding on a curtain, you're removing an eye. So both of those are interesting chaps, but the main one is this story with Adon Arishon. The Adon Arishon added on, so violated Bal Tosef, it seems, right? And therefore, and that led to a problem, later on.
It's one opinion. There are opinions that Adon Chav were created together and separated.
So,
what is, so then Chav would have heard whatever Hashem said.
Well, not at that point. I mean, they're already separated at that point. But he didn't say.
No, but he
but even
why,
so.
Why did he tell him not to eat the tree?
Yeah. Even so, the Pshat, the Pasuk is that Hashem came to Adam. Well, yeah, but Chava was staring into the other direction. So.
Could be.
It's giving the. And the only reaction I have to that is it's putting the onus on Chava that she misunderstood it.
No, or the reason explained it wrong.
Yeah, he screwed up according to this.
He right.
He told her that it's not. It's just a chumrah. It's not the real deal.
Correct.
And the snake wouldn't have been able.
Right. So the.
Anyway, but the snake. It's been pointed out that once we get. This is all based on the concept that you would die immediately. The snake pushed her into the tree, and she didn't die.
Right. Okay.
Be immediate anyway.
Right. I understand. At least according to this Gemara, what was the original sin? The original sin was that Adam didn't transmit the Mesorah effectively. Right, so that was considered the problem. So the Rambam, in fact, writes in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis Halacha Tes, right, that whenever you are being machmer on something, or we have to be clear on what's the din d'orais and din d'rabbanan. If you're not clear, then you violate Bal Tosef. He says, for example, if somebody declares that it's an issur d'orais to eat chicken and milk, right, so he violates Bal Tosef. But it doesn't mean that it's okay to eat chicken and milk. It means you have to be clear that there's an issur d'orais, so not to eat meat and milk, and an issur d'rabbanan that were cooked together, etc. And there's an issur d'rabbanan not to eat chicken and milk. And he quotes in the Sakhman Jews, he quotes some other sources as well. An interesting one that pertains here is the Gemara Masech, is the tefillah that one says before learning Torah. I don't know if I have any.
That's in the Gemara.
The Gemara often has. Well, I think the later printings of the Art Scroll have it. So this one does not have it. No, it's okay. But what is it? What's the part of the tefillah? The tefillah that we say is, right, Shalom Lomar al Aser Mutter, Veal Mutter Aser. Right, that it goes in both directions. Not just the tefillah, that comes from the Gemara itself. The Gemara itself pronounces that that tefillah. I used to have, when I taught at Torah Academy, I used to start, that's how we started every year. That some boy had to read that, and by the end of the year, they all knew it by heart. So, okay, but, fine. So, but what also is interesting is, okay, so what's the reason? What is the reason for this issue that one is not permitted to be, other than maybe you're in violation of Al-Tosef, but what is the reason that the Shach is saying, well, why can't one be overly machmir? What is the concern? So from the Gemara itself, it seems, right, if one, or at least almost to Rabbi Nassan, because it just leads to confusion. But it's not clear, I mean, it's only confusion because of your point that, well, Chava didn't get killed right away, lightning bolt didn't zap from heaven, so right? But what are the other, what are some of the concerns here? So the Shach gave his own concerns. The Shach said the reason one can't do this is because every chumrah is a chumrah d'asli, because it will lead to a kula in some way. That if you're machmir here, you're going to be mekel. It's going to that chumrah is going to be a kula in some other when you ask the flip side of the question, right? So obvious. Well, one, anything in Hilchos Kashrus is a chumrah d'asli de kula because it's going to have some mammon and those kinds of things. That's just with regards to the shaila itself. But even other cases are chumras, the asili
dekula. So can you just give us an example?
Yeah, a good example. Well, one is I'm in Hilchos Nida. Anytime a person is going to be machber in Hilchos Nida, so you're delaying women going to the mikvah, so you're being makel on shalom bayis, and you're being makel on peru revu, potentially, right, depending on what the scenario is. So that's the clear. I'm not even sure that's what the shop is talking about. That's the thought that immediately came to my mind, that anytime you're going to be machber on a kasher shayla, so you're telling people to throw food out. And anytime you're being machber on a Hilchos Shabbos question, so you're taking away, potentially taking away enjoyment from Shabbos. So you can't eat that food because you cooked it in the wrong way on Shabbos. Right? So you're being machber on people's enjoyment of Shabbos. Now, I'm not even sure that's...
The makel part is that you're throwing the food away.
What?
The makel part is that...
That too? Yeah. Right. So it's a kulin... Right. So I think that's what's obvious. In truth, that's what I thought of as I'm thinking about it. But I think, now that I think about it more, I think what the shach might even be referring to is that in lamdos, it's a chumra da'asi lidei kula, that it just will lead people astray. And that I'm having, even though I feel like I say this regularly to people about various issues, I'm having trouble thinking of an exact example right now. I'm sure it will come to me shortly.
Rav Chaim's being make on Shabbos.
There you go.
You're being make on Shabbos. It's by a machmir on
Pikuach Nefesh. Right.
So if you hear it, you make it on Pikuach Nefesh, you'll be machmir on Shabbos.
Right. So I think that's the obvious. That's what I thought of today. Those kinds of scenarios. I think the shach might even be thinking more in a more lamdas way, that that by being machmir in a certain way, you're being making another case.
The Gemara mentioned a few things like the 12 curtains instead of the 11.
Yeah, but that's like a play on words, right? Okay, we're going to be machmir here. It means you're taking the letter off. That's like a mnemonic almost. It's not. I don't think that's what the shach was talking about either. I don't know if you would call this a chumra, but like if one takes the position as the of the Gemara that eating in a sukkah and shmini atzeres and chutzar is something you would do, so we're machmir and not say a bracha. That's not really a chumra, but we don't say a bracha on that. So Salvishik, I think, in Nefesh HaRab, is quoted as saying that because the Chazal wasn't mezakin a bracha, people stopped eating in the sukkah. Right, it's one thing kind of led to another. I'm not sure that's.
I don't see how not saying a bracha would be machmir.
No, that's why it's not a good example.
Yeah.
By sukkahs, right? If we were to say you need to, mikra din, you're allowed two walls and change for a sukkah, we're going to be machmir and say that no, you have to have three walls for a sukkah because we're afraid people don't really know hilchos of sukkah. Right? So then what's going to happen? If you can only get 2.5 walls, people aren't going to know that that's something that you can do. Right? Or we're going to be machmir on, that goes back to the brachos issue. But we're going to be machmir and say, you shouldn't make kiddush and shul Friday night, because there's really no reason to. And it's a concern of a bracha levatala. Well, then the one time that you do need it to, right, so then you're not going to know to be able to do it. But
People might be machmir on certain interpersonal behaviors and wind up being makel and shalom bias.
Right. Or another flip, classic example, like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would apparently the story goes was machmir and how much water he would use for pouring the tilas yadayim. So that one time he was at an affair and he only took a little amount of water. He's like, why do you only take a little amount of water? Because there's a schlepper who brings it up. So I might be makel on tilas yadayim, I'm being machmir on another mechaver. Right. That's another classic example. But I think the shach might be thinking a little bit more deeply than that in terms of lumpness, but I just can't think of an example off the top of my head. Okay, so. But he does say, so what are some of the reasons that are thrown out? So the shach's reason is that it's a chumra, da'asi lidei kula. Other reasons that are out there, though, would include that, that Hashem has rachmanus on the money of Bnei Yisrael, things like that. And he also adds in here an interesting idea, also a flip side, quotes from the Tshuva Me'ava, that he used to say, or Malgam Lepumya Lomer LeTalmida, that he would say to his students, right? Suru Ezu Onsha Maruba, Hamachmir Shalok Adinu Amekel Shalok Adinu. Who ends up in more trouble? Who gets a stricter punishment? Somebody who was Machmir when they weren't supposed to, or someone who was Mekel when they weren't supposed to? So Yavi Omer Hamachmir Shalok Adinu Onsha Chamer. So you say, it makes sense to say that somebody who is Machmir, not according to Halacha, he gets the worst punishment. Why? Because if you're Mekel when you really shouldn't, so that's a Chayit Ben Adam Lamakom. That's a sin between Hashem and between Adam and Hashem. But if you're Machmir, meaning talking to Rabbanim, if you're Machmir on people more than you should, that's an Aver Ben Adam L'Chaveru. And that's considered worse. And you have to, Sarach Lirsus is Chaveru, you have to ask them for Rechmanis. So I should add that to Yom Kippur. I'm sorry if I was ever Machmir on anybody when I shouldn't have. That's an Aver Ben Adam L'Chaveru. He adds, and also, that somebody who is going to be Machmir, you have to be clear that you are doing so. Okay, fine. And that is good. Now, there are a couple of scenarios where we do have the possibility of Chumrah that is out there. So when is it appropriate or potentially appropriate for somebody to accept the Chumrah? So there are times that we certainly have the idea of Kaddish Atzmacha B'Mutr Lacha. That concept of, I think, which the Ramban takes with regards to becoming a Nazir, right? This kind of ties into that. Is becoming a Nazir a good thing, or is becoming a Nazir a bad thing? So that's Machlokas Rambam and Ramban. Right, we normally think about the Rambam. The Rambam says, why does a Nazir bring a Chatas? Because at the end of his Naziris, because he did the wrong thing by being a Nazir during that time. Right? Because Hashem gives us the world to enjoy, and he said, I'm not going to enjoy the world, and that's an inappropriate way to act. So that's perhaps more prominent, more famous, that statement of the Rambam. But the Rambam says, no, he's bringing a chatas because he's ending his period of being a Nazir. Right? That when he was a Nazir, he was at a higher level, and he was at a holier level, and now he's bringing himself down. And that's inappropriate. Yes, it's true, nobody else is obligated to get there. Yeah, but once you raise yourself to a higher level, now you're saying, okay, now I'm going to go back to normal. So that's an inappropriate act. And that's actually why one brings the Korban Chatas. And I think he invokes there the line, Kadesh Atzmacha B'Mutr Lach. But what is that specifically referring to? It's actually talking about the Isser of Shnios when it comes to Yevamos. That there's the first Mishnah, the first parak of Maseches Yevamos, discusses things, the relationships that are prohibited. And then it says, and these are the prohibited relationships because of rabbinic laws. I mean, everything was pretty much extended one additional level in terms of who people can marry. And the Gemara, there are comments that those are known as Isser Kedoshim, as opposed to Isser Mitzvah. Isser Mitzvah are things that are prohibited from the Torah, like a Kohen marrying a Grusha, things like that. And Isser Kedusha is this. Why? Well, the Gemara comments, because Kalish Asmach of a Mutterlech, that one is supposed to sanctify oneself with things that they are permitted to do. So, right. However, there is the flip side of perhaps not accepting that. And he has a very interesting and long footnote here where he goes through some of the sources about why it would be inappropriate to, why one has to be nervous about accepting potential chumras on you. Number one is there's actually a tshuva of the Rama, because the Rama says that, has this idea from the Gemara in Nedarim, where the Gemara itself says, Dai l'cha b'mesha asr Torah, that there's enough, that the Torah prohibited, you don't have to go in and add on additional chumras. Another idea that is out there is that he quotes here from the Mesilas Yesharim that the Yetzer Har, that who mechovenes haYetzer lasos adam mor shema ino yotzei dechavasu kedei lahavi laatzvus, that if one is kind of the chava reason, that if a person accepts extra chumras on oneself and then they miss out on the chumras and they lose track of what's a chumrah and what's not, so the Yetzer Hara will go after him. The Yetzer Hara will say, ah, you see, you already violated that, you might as well go and violate other things. So that's certainly a hashkafa that is out there. Also, that maybe later generation, that you know, as generations have gone on, maybe we shouldn't be as machmir as we once was. And then there are two other sources here, one from the Stipler and one from the Mechta Miliyahu. So he quotes here from the Stipler, that the Stipler says that one should remember that the entire Torah comes from Hashem. And that means that the Chumras come from Hashem, and that means that the Kulas come from Hashem. So if you say, I'm only going to accept the Chumras, and I'm going to reject the Kulas, so then you're rejecting Torah Hashem. So that's one line from the Stipler. And then one other final concept here from the Michlam Eliyahu, which he quotes here from Chelik Beis, Amud 294. I looked up my Chelik Beis in Michlam Eliyahu, and it only goes up to about page 285 or so. So I'm not sure where I couldn't track it down. But the Michlam Eliyahu says that... That people are given a certain amount of koach. People are given the strength to observe, to keep the entire Torah, but they only have a limited amount of strength. So if they start using their strength and willpower for things that aren't required from the Torah, so then they're going to be missing it for things that are required of the Torah. So all of those are reasons, perhaps, why one should be hesitant to accept the Ektor Chumras, but there certainly is a concept, certainly of personally, perhaps, accepting things, and there are different reasons why one would. But before we get there, he has a couple of nekudos here that are interested. One of them is a machlokas b'shtam b'sil. This actually appears in Shulchan Aruch, meaning, as we've learned already, when is an example of being machmer? To be machmer for a certain shita that perhaps is not the paskin shita. That's it. Certainly in a din d'oraisa, Shulchan Aruch paskins in a particular way, to be machmer for another shita is okay. So how far back does that go? What about in the Gemara? Does it make sense to be machmir for the shita of Rabbi Meir? Does it make sense to be machmir for the shita of Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel? Right? So that actually is, the Gemara itself talks about it, and the Gemara itself seems to, and it seems to be paskind in Shulchan Aruch. There is a machlokas, probably one of the most famous machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, is the issue of standing or sitting for Kriya Shema. Right, that how do we darshan out the shachacha of kumecha? So Beis Shammai said, shachacha means if you stand in the day and you sit down at night. And Beis Hillel said, no, that's just talking about the zman of Shema, because the next line is uvelech l'chavaderech, when you're on the road. So when you're on the road, indicates that one could do it either way, and therefore one could sit at both times. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Samach Gimel, in Aruch Chayim Simin Samach Gimel. Hold on, let me get there. And then the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah in Maseches Brachos, where this is brought up. Continues on and tells the story of Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon, says, I was on the road and I sat down to be Yotzi according to Beis Shammai. So it just took me, right? It means at night. Meaning he was on the road at night and he was walking, and instead of he wanted to be Yotzi Krishma, so he sat down like Beis Shammai. V'sakanti ba'atzmi v'nealisim, and I was and I put myself in danger because of I was then putting myself at risk because I was going to be in danger from the listim. So I'm really, they said to me, "Kedai ha'yisa l'chov ba'atzmecha she'avral d'mi Beis Hillel," that you did the wrong thing because you violated the shita of Beis Hillel. Right, so that seems to indicate that the paskin like Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel is an inappropriate thing, and that is paskin in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, Simon Samach Gimel Sif Beis, Misherotza lahachmir lamod kishu yoshev v'likro Umad Nikra Avaryan. That somebody who is machmir and stands when they really should be sitting in order to read Kriya Shema, standing, so they are called a avaryan. They are called somebody who has violated the Avera. So the So the Aruch HaShulchan here in Simon Samach Gimel Sif Beis talks about this, but then adds in that that this example is a little bit unique, because the Gemara itself seems to say that the people of Beis Shammai continue to act like Beis Shammai, people of Hillel didn't, even though it sounds like it was even after the Baskel, and maybe it is okay. But he says here that, well, here you specifically can't paskin like Beis Shammai. Why? Because to paskin like Beis Shammai, you're actually indicating that you think Beis Hillel is wrong. Right? By saying, I'm going to stand for Kriya Shema in the morning because the pasuk says, Uv Kumecha, so you're indicating that you don't agree with Beis Hillel's interpretation of the pasuk. Right? Beis Hillel says it's not talking about standing or sitting, rather it is talking about when you do it. So you say, well, I'm going to stand to be Yotzei Beis Shammai's position, Right? You're saying, well, I'm concerned that Beis Hillel's psak is wrong. Now, that's different than some of the other shitas of Beis Shammai. I mean, there's a mission in the beginning of Psachim where it talks about how many barrels you have to check in terms of Bedikas Chametz. That's, I think, the first mission of Maseches Psachim, or the first or second mission of Maseches Psachim. Right? So Beis Shammai is machmir, says you got to go further than Beis Hillel says you need to go. So if you're going to say, well, I'm going to go further, so what are you doing? You're being machmir. Right? As opposed to saying, I'm saying Beis Hillel is wrong. Right, by doing it this way, you're actually kumvase paskining against Beis Hillel, and that's something that you're not allowed to do. Now, the truth is, Beis Hillel, in theory, would be maskin to people standing. I mean, Beis Hillel kind of says you can do whichever one you want, right? Left hand derech means you can do whatever you want. But still, But still, if you have the opportunity to sit, you're indicating that I'm concerned that Beis Hillel was wrong about his interpretation of a pasuk. As opposed to Beis Hillel was wrong in terms of how far one has to be choshesh chametz might be, right? They're different ideas, and that's why specifically here the Shulchan Aruch says one cannot paskin like Beis Shammai, assuming that there's a place to sit in the room.
Yeah, I'm not sure I see the real difference between the barrels and the Kriya Shema,
Barrels is a case of how concerned you need to be about how far a rat might take the bread. Right, so that's like a Metzias question. So Beis Hillel says, all right, I only have to be kind of this concerned. I'm going to be machmir and be that concerned. Right, I'm not saying Beis Hillel is wrong, but I'm very nervous about chametz appearing in my house. Right, here you're being machmir. Here you're saying I'm going to stand because I'm concerned Beis Hillel didn't get the pasuk right. Right, that's a little bit worse.
You can't say the pasuk indicates both things.
I don't think so. I mean, the mission itself doesn't seem to say that, right?
It's not clear to me 100% that the city, the kulon, standings of kulon.
No, it's not about chumrah and kulon. It's about psak here. Well, no. The chumrah would be right. It's not necessarily clear which one is a chumrah, which one is a kulon. But to say I'm going specifically to do it in this way because in order to be yotzei Beis Shammai shita, right? That would be problematic. However, there is a taz. An interesting taz that appears in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. There, Aruch Chaim Tafkuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud. The Tafkuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud. The Taz here is talking about the issue of the 9 days. That Yish Shemusifin Mirosh Chodesh Ada Tainis Yish Shemusifin Yud Zayim Etam. In terms of these chumras, not to eat meat and not to drink wine. So the Mechaber is only Machmer about Shabbos, and some are even Machmer from Rosh Chodesh, and some are even Machmer even from before them. So the Taz points out that is somewhat of a machlokas in the Gemara. That the Gemara actually has an argument about between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Meir holds the Isser Kibbutz V'Tasporos Hu Ad HaTainis. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is really the Isser Kol Osu Shabbos. That it's that entire week. Meaning, it sounds like the entire week. So, Shavu'a, Pasuk Rav, Hilchosak Rabbi Meir. Deino Asar Achar HaTainis. So Rabbi Rava paskins in that Gemara that we paskin like Rabbi Meir.
They're saying to not eat even on Shabbos? Is
no, 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 no. The entire week. I mean, Tisha B'Av, I mean, Shavu'a Shechaba means the entire Shavu'a Shechaba. I mean, even after Tisha B'Av is over. Right? So we paskin, the Gemara is machmir, there, paskin is mekel. The Gemara says we paskin like Rabbi Meir, and not just mekel, the Gemara is clear, we paskin like Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So. Only up till Tisha B'Av.
He's talking about getting
haircuts. Kibbutz V'Tasporos, yeah.
Washing.
Washing and getting haircuts. So
that's till the next day, till noon, no?
No, so we're up. So that's his issue. I mean, we have that chumrah of adding on even afterwards. So why are we adding on? So the Marshal writes in the Shuvah, V'yish anashim noagim shol lechol basar v'osam gimel shavus and v'sifan ad Shabbos Nachmu. Continue until Shabbos Nachmu, kasher kusvim and hagim delo shaper avdi. And he says, but they're not right. Why? Because they're over their kevan sh'avru hatam sh'nesar b'shvilo b'vasar v'yayin v'sayim v'od near that filu ba'echad l'hachmir ad Shabbos. Somebody wants to be, and he says, well, he gives reasons, but he says, if somebody wants to be machmir like Rav Shimon Gamliel, the lo yeus, he's not doing right. Right? Because the east of a parakam of the brachos, I'm a Rabbi Tarfon, you see, he quotes that mission in the Seches brachos that Rabbi Tarfon said, I tried to hold like the Shammai, and they told him you did the wrong thing, you should have been makel, or you should have been makel and allowed yourself to continue walking, like the opinion of Beis Hillel. So, Shech Maral Asu La Suske Vishav Yisil, Gamki Matim La Suske Vishav, Yikolok Me Akhar Shabal Lachavin Asu La, so, Afilu Hu Lahachar Chayv Misa, Hu Adin Kan, right? The Kabu Hilcha Sakhar Meir, so too the same thing would be here, right? That the halacha was established like Rabbi Meir, and he says, "Oh, I want to be machmir like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel." He's called a sinner. Shemitzar gufa bichleibus. He's painting himself more than he should. So he says, so the Taz continues and says that might be the Marashal says, but it's not so clear. But it's a little different here. What's the chumrah that you're doing? The chumrah is that you're being machmir and saying, "I'm going to accept avelus upon myself for longer, either before or after." I mean, it's also a taina of how did you go before as well. I mean, you're going to be machmir and say, I'm going to accept more mourning upon myself. So the Taz says, he thinks that that's okay, so long as you don't say, because I want to be machmir like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Right? That's meaning a chumra where a person says, I'm going to accept more mourning upon myself, that's okay, that's appropriate. Or that's potentially appropriate. Right? But to say, I'm going to accept more chumras upon myself because I want to be machmer for that shita, which the Gemara explicitly said we don't paskin like, the Taz says, that's where you're not allowed to do. That's going to be the problem. And that's going to be the same problem here in the Shulchan Aruch. To say, I'm going to stand or sit in accordance with Beis Shammai's shitus, maybe Beis Shammai is wrong, that's a problem. And if you're going to stand because there's no place to sit in the room, right? So then that then is going to be okay. So that's, I think, important in terms of chumras in general. Meaning, it has to be clear. And it goes back to the first thing we said. As long as it's clear, I'm doing this as a chumra, right? So that's different than saying, I'm doing this because maybe this person was right. In a case where it's explicit that that person isn't right. But these are different levels. So one of my ideas for a blog post on my Mezuzah website, which I haven't written any yet for, is to come out with the hierarchy of chiyuvim, of obligations in mezuzahs, right? So it's not so simple to just say some are d'oraisa, some are d'rabbanan, right? Some are, we are potentially d'oraisa, but it's a machlokas, whether it's d'oraisa or not. So we're not going to say a bracha on it, as opposed to others, which are only d'rabbanan, right? Some are different. So for instance, a room, when you have a clear separation in rooms, from one room to another room, but there's no doorway in between them. So most folks will assume that's a din d'oraisa that you have to put it up. Right, the Rambam holds that no, unless there's a door, you're not chayv in mezuzah. So therefore, you won't make a bracha on that doorway, right? But that's different than saying, oh, we're putting one up there as a chumrah. Right? It's not really a chumrah. It's not really a chumrah. We're being choshesh for one shita against another shita. We're concerned that one is right and the other one is not. I mean, that's the way it passes in Shulchan Aruch. Right? So there's different levels there. Right, so one has to be clear what they're doing. Why one is being machmir? One being machmir because of concern for extra shittos, and they recognize that it's a chumra. Or, well, I shouldn't say that. So when it comes to something that was already paskin, so you should say, when it comes to something that was already paskin, for instance, in the Gemara, and even potentially in Shulchan Aruch, maybe, so that's, they can't say, well, I'm being machmer for that other shita that it's been clearly established that we don't paskin like. But one acceptable level of chumra is to say that, well, it's unclear who the paskin like, so I'm going to be choshesh l'chumra, that still is okay. The problem with the case of the Taz and the case of the Shulchan Aruch, because I was already established in the Mishnah and the Gemara in a particular way. Okay, and then a couple of other nekudos here that he raises here I thought were interesting. One is an isser of bittel b'shishim. Right? Can one be mat? Right? There is a drop of milk that falls into a pot of chicken soup. So the probably to say, yeah, I know maker, then you can eat the chicken soup, but I'm going to be matmer and not eat it. Is that okay? So Bob is shaking his head. Absolutely not. Right. So he quotes here an interesting idea, right, from Torah Chatas. That if you want to be machmer on something that we don't find amurayim or machmer on, yatsa scharo b'afseda v'hu kimo apikorsus. Chatz, right? That's pretty strict. And that idea is brought in the Piskei Tshuva as well, and that seems to be that he quotes it from the Tshuva of the Ramah as well. It seems to say like that. However, there are those that are machmer on it, that say that one has the right to be machmer in such a case. Now, the Rav Moshe actually has an interesting pshara, an interesting compromise on this. And he says it depends what the issue is. He says when it's when it's an issue of min b'mino, that and we say even when it's batel, you still hold that you're eating the eser. For instance, I think like you have a heter, you have one that mixed in with a few other, like one meatball with a few other meatballs. I mean, actually, that's not a great example. Yeah, well, you have those types of things. A min b'mino, one has the right to eat it. So he says there, you know that you're potentially eating the iser thing, that's a problem. But he says when it's davar lach, when it's going to be batel, so one does not have the right to be machber on that issue. So that's what he writes here. So I was wondering, when I did the Star K course, so he mentioned that there was, he was talking about how a particular balabas who owned one of the stores, and they had these... he had a case where something dropped in, a drop of milk dropped in, and into this something that he was selling, and he called, and the mashgiach wasn't there, and he called the sarkei and said, you know, I have this entire bin of Chinese noodles, and it's parv, and it'll be bottle anyways, but I threw the entire thing out, so I didn't want to get into the issue. So, and they were talking about, like, look, that's a good balabas. Like, he doesn't want to get into the issues of it. So I thought about that as I read this. Who says that was a good balabas? Right, who says? Chumra dasi li
dekul. Does that mean
b'mino,
or was noodles what fell in?
Milk. I think he said it was a milchic thing fell. I think that was the case. It was some kind of milchic thing fell into a parv noodles that are sold in a takeout store.
So that's batel b'shishim, or is it that's what's considered?
So it's even less than batel b'shishim, not even.
I know it's certainly batel b'shishim, right. But it's not.
Okay. Oh, it'd be milk and something else. It should be considered batel. Yeah. Yeah, and then he had some other. He said, however, there are some areas. He quotes that here at the end. There are some areas that there's kind of a mesora to be machmir on. Number one, chametz of Pesach, right? So people are machmir like that. It's just become the minug. One could maybe claim inappropriately, but there certainly is a minug even going back to the time of the Gemara itself to talk about to be machmir in the laws of Pesach. Hilchos Avodah Zarah, there's an idea of being more machmir on. He actually quotes here an idea of being more machmir in Hilchos Nida, but then quickly says, Amnam Tzarech Bazez Zihiros Gedola Kiyadua, but be very, very careful. And then he also quotes the idea of Machalos Asurif. I'm not sure where he gets that from. But then one other point in which we covered when we learned it already a couple years ago, that the Ramah in Simon Kuftas Zion, Siv Zion, comments that a behema that a chacham paskined on, that he felt that it was mutter, but couldn't quote a source. Said besvara, he held it was mutter, but couldn't find a source to be matter it, a bal nefesh wouldn't eat from it, that the Ramah itself says. So that's another case here. So, all right, the last section here in the section talks about the issue of los iskodbil, which we've, I think, covered in other contexts. Right, the beast in let me just read it through here quickly, and then we'll be able to pick up the next section next time. It says, based in Echa Be'ir, Achas, Shenechlechu B'davar, Asr, Lahoros, Miksasim, Kach, Miksasim, Kach. That if you have a beast in one city that have a disagreement about something, you can't have some of them paskin one way and some of them paskin the other way. Right? That would be losis godudu, that you shouldn't make different segments. V'davar zeh gorim machlein that causes fights, v'atorah nasik sheitoros, v'devachin asr lasos kol kas v'kas mehem kedvarov. Olino kain. Right? And therefore you shouldn't hold the way they do, each one. Therefore, it's prohibited to have each one doing their thing. Afal pish emorik, even if they don't tell people that explicitly. Afal pish shneim shavim b'chachma, even if they're all equal. El yisuv itnu, rather, what should they do if there's this machlokas? They should fight it out, right? Yisuv itnu b'davar arbei, right? Achi yiskimu kul, until they can agree to one opinion. And if that's not possible, so what should you do? Yasul kol k'divir machmir v'im hu davar durabon. So then we have ways of resolving conflicts. If it's a dindo raisa, we're machmir, and if it's durabon, we're mekel. V'shtei bati dinim biyir acha, but if you have two bati dinim in one city, so then they could, right? And you could, then they could each have their own opinions. They're two independent bati dinim, but he says only if it's known that they're two bati dinim, right? Aval in ein yaduim, but if it's not known that there's two bati dinim, then it's just going to look bad. Dinim biyir also linog mixas yir kain kach, or mixas yir kach, then it's prohibited to act that way. Vafal pisha al yidei machlokas zu nasu shtei bati dinim, and even though because of this machlokas, guess what you'll now have? Two bati dinim, right? Usser. That's still prohibited. You can't set up two bati dinim for that reason. The kol shekin shedarze marbe machlokas, so it certainly will cause machlokas. We base in echa gadol mechavero done kishtei bata micha machlokim bedaver echa mehen gadol mechavero ve'alderach shenisbar lemaila. And how to resolve those types of issues we discussed above. So we've discussed, I think, in I'm not sure we've discussed here in this context, but certainly in shul, the Rav Moshe's issue, that Rav Moshe's major tshuva, where he says we don't paskin like this, right? Right? We assume it's fine that people act different ways, and even within our shul, right? People clearly have different minhagim about certain things. Why is that okay? So Rav Moshe's a tshuva that when he came to America, we pretty much switched from following a citywide based in to following the minhag of one's parents, and for better or for worse, that seems to be the way people are acting these days. All right, let's stop here. I guess picked up with next week.
I'm heading back.